Join me, please, in the praying of the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray. Praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Almighty God, upon whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have none other gods but me. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us bow together for prayer. O Lord, we thy people find ourselves on a pilgrim journey to Lent, a journey that carries us to a cross. Sometimes that journey is marked by comfort, Lord. For thy Son bids us to lie down in green pastures and to drink from still waters. What a comfort it is, O Lord, to rest in your everlasting arms and to feel ourselves forgiven by the great God of the universe of all of our sins. Make us just now to lie down in the green pastures of thy care, even now, Father, and enable us to drink from the wellspring of living water which only thou canst provide. Yes, Lord, we are on a journey with thy Son, and sometimes that journey is marked by joy, unexpected and unbelievable. Sometimes you prepare a table before us that we had no reason to expect, yet there it is, before our very eyes. Sometimes, Father, you fill our empty cups to overflowing. Thank you, God, for the blessings of the journey that spring upon us like manna from heaven, like marvelous serendipities, and overwhelm us with joy. But forgive us, O Lord, for most often taking credit for these gifts ourselves and for forgetting your goodness. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for all of our sin. Forgive us when we've used half a cupful and fret because only another half remains. Father, sometimes our journey with Christ is comfortable and joyous, but sometimes it's not. For to travel with thy Son means to travel to a garden where even prayer is an agony, And more than that, traveling with thy Son means to travel to a cross. O God, this day may all of thy children in this place and in every place, all of thy children who find themselves presently walking through a dark valley, make them to know, Father, that they travel not alone. May we all fear no evil, for we know that thou art with us indeed. And, O God, may all of us, comforted by the rod and staff of thy presence, know that the eternal God of goodness and mercy goes with us all the days of our lives, and that we shall dwell in that God's house forever. It is in the name of him who went before us, yet who walks with us still, that we pray. The Gospel reading from selected portions of Matthew's Gospel. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Not everyone who saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Ye who do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, table is set. It awaits us.